Let's be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. You may know the song. Reign, Lord, oh, reign, Lord. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Reign your spirit, Lord, in my heart. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Simple. Can we try it? Reign, Lord, oh, reign, Lord. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Reign your spirit, Lord, in my heart. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. One more time. Oh, reign, Lord, oh, reign, Lord. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Reign your spirit, Lord, in my heart. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. They said, it is the finger of Beelzebul. It is the power of Satan that he uses to cast out Satan. You know, a wise man sees diamonds in stones, but a fool sees it as dust, as mere stones. So where a wise man sees diamonds in stones, a fool will see it as no more pebbles, stones. When we have this categorization of people, when we are fault finders, when we dislike people, it is hard to see the good in them. We're already biased. The people were already biased about Jesus. They could not distinguish evil from the good, which was very glaring. This dumb man could not speak. Have you ever noticed someone who cannot speak? It is difficult, it is frustrating for that person. For many years, this man could not utter a word, and now Jesus prayed over him and
he became cured and he could communicate. And these people say, no, this is not possible. This is not real. It is the power of devil. In other words, Jesus is not a righteous one. He's not from God. How often do we categorize people? We put them in a bracket and we do not take them out. We continue to see them in that light. We need the Spirit of God to reign in our hearts, to continue to see the good in others, to see the benefits of letting go and letting people know that we are not biased. The word bias can be positive, can be negative. But I'm using it in this context as seen, you know, they say in law, you are innocent until proven guilty. But people say, some people say, you are guilty until proven innocent. It doesn't make sense. Let us pray in our hearts that the Lord may give us the Spirit to always judge, to always discern. That is the word, to discern what is good. When we see what is good, we give it credit. When we see what is bad, we condemn it, not mop them together. Amen. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
So let us sing that song again. Reign, Lord, oh, reign, Lord. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Reign your Spirit, Lord, in our hearts. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Oh, reign, Lord, oh, reign, Lord. Reign, Master Jesus, reign. Reign your Spirit, Lord, in our hearts. Reign, Master Jesus, reign.